Prologue.
Showtime, shouted.
Michi called and knocked on the dressing room door. His newest client was his ticket to the big leagues, but he was starting to be a lot of work. Like most entertainers, he had a thing for the ladies. To be fair, the ladies loved him back. Prince stood a muscular, dark chocolate 6'1" with even darker eyes. He had a hypnotic effect that seemed to affect both men and women alike. He was a natural-born leader who people loved to be near. Yes, he was destined to be a star if his manager Michi could get him out of the dressing room.
Come on, Prince, let's do this shit, the man pleaded.
He was Prince's opposite, standing a squat 5'6" and tipping the scales at 225. The ladies didn't dig him like they did his client. That's why he was grateful to have Angela in his life. She and their baby girl were his universe. That's why he went so hard to be successful. He knew his woman was running out of patience with his musical equivalent of hoop dreams. She understood the riches at stake, but wouldn't mind eating a steak as it was taking so long. In the meanwhile, it was her putting chicken on the table. Literally, since she slung hot chicken and biscuits in a fast food joint. It paid the bills and allowed her to bring plenty home, but it would be nice if he did the same. Her strong work ethic gave her leverage to ask her boss to give him a job. He initially refused since he wanted to fuck her, but her persistence wore him down. Now he might get a favor in return and get to fuck her. As long as he fucked her.
Come on, bruh!
He shouted and pounded on the door. He tried the knob again, but it was as locked as it was 2 minutes ago.
Shit!
Prince fussed as well. He had cause to complain since he was almost inside the young woman's mouth. They were making out hot and heavy, and he unzipped his zipper to introduce her to his dick. It was just as dark and handsome as he was.
Too bad you gotta go,
she teased, running her tongue around his swollen dickhead. She squeezed the thick shaft and gave it a few strokes. Meanwhile, he ran his tongue up her thick jugular vein. He could feel, smell, and taste the blood coursing through her. That's why he selected her from the group of girls she came with. They were all cute and barely dressed, but it was she he could smell. A dense, coppery smell he could taste in the air like a snake. I guess, Prince conceded as Michi moaned and knocked on the door. He tucked his dick away while she put her firm breasts back in her bra.
I'm on my period anyway, but I'll give you some head after the show, okay?
She asked needlessly. In her 19 years, no one had said no to head yet. He would not be the first. You suck me, and I'll suck you, he offered and stood. It didn't make sense since she just told him she was bleeding, but she wouldn't stop him if that's what he liked. She did just smoke his weed, so it was whatever.
That's what's up, Shouty. Say my name when you go on stage so I can stun on my friends. Them hoes gonna be tight.
That's what's up, he agreed. Luckily, it was tatted on her neck, because he didn't ask and she didn't offer. In these days, it's easier to get some ass than a name. Shay Shay, right?
Uh-huh,
she eagerly agreed, nodding her heavily weaved head up and down. She popped up and posed for a quick selfie. Now when he blew up, she could brag that she sucked his dick. Crude as it may be, it was a badge of honor for a groupie. If not for her cycle, she would let him fuck without protection in hopes of getting knocked up. The best she could hope for was to swallow and hope for a miracle.
The fuck?
Michi griped when the door finally opened. He immediately changed his tone and cowered under his larger-than-life presence.
I mean, they waiting on you, Shouty. We finna turn this shit out.
That's what's up, Prince agreed. It was the round man's enthusiasm that made him deal with him in the first place. Michi had a cousin who made it out of their Southwest Atlanta hood by slinging mediocre lyrics. Prince was the real deal, though. Not only could he rap like Bun B and Andre 3001, but the boy could sing. Not backup, off-key type singing like most rappers. Dude had range like the late, great Prince. That's how he came to be called Prince, but not why. He went by the Dark Prince as homage to his real hero, mentor, and idol. Michi handed him a cordless mic and led the way to the stage. Prince immediately began crooning a cappella, showing off his range. The girl was directed back to the club and joined her friends. The singing without seeing made for a dramatic entrance. The beautiful man didn't disappoint when he came into view. The light reflected brilliantly off his diamond and platinum jewelry, as well as the rings of waves on his head. A menacing scowl showed off a set of platinum fangs that glinted dangerously. He had the look, could sing, but when he launched into his bars, it was clear he was the real deal. Michi looked up at the VIP section and saw the look on his cousin's face. He wanted to rush on stage, grab the mic and scream, "Told you so!" He settled for him nodding with his bottom lip poked out. He was willing to bet that they would let him in the VIP now. "This next one is for my girl Shay Shay," Prince announced, and went into a song that put one in the mind of LL Cool J's vintage "I Need Love."
Told y'all bitches, she gloated.
She broke into an end zone dance like she just scored a touchdown. Later, she would blow a breath in their faces to smell semen just like youngsters do, letting friends smell their finger when they played in some pussy. Michi had everything riding on tonight. There would be no tomorrow if his client didn't kill it tonight. He begged his cousin Dirt and a few label types to come see his latest project. They'd been down this road before and let him know this would be the last trip. If this one flopped like the others flopped, he would be dead. Not to mention, he promised his woman he would get a job if this one didn't work out. He would go back to managing Mickey D's instead of artist. 2 minutes into the show, it was clear. The entire club, patrons, bartenders, and bouncers all froze and stared at the man on stage. "Thank you," Prince said, and took a bow when he concluded his brief set. There was an awkward silence while everyone tried to process what they just witnessed. Had crickets been present, they would clearly be heard over the deafening silence. It was a brief, uncomfortable moment for both man and manager. "That's what the fuck I'm talking about," Dirt screamed, causing the club to erupt. It literally exploded in applause and claps. Even Shay Shay felt like a star since she had a date with his dick. Her friends would have killed her on the spot to take her place. Ironic, really, considering who he was.
"You killed that shit, Shouty!"
Michi cheered as Prince exited stage left. He wrapped him in a hug so tight, even he knew was too much.
"My bad."
"You cool? What your people say?"
Prince asked. He initially resisted the man's claims of making him rich and famous. Michi had heard Prince crooning on the train one night and moved on him. Prince had a couple of cars, but often rode Marta to hunt for the young girls he liked to feed on. The truants who liked to skip school, smoke weed, and fuck. The dumb girls who were smart enough to know they didn't need an education for their future careers as baby mamas and welfare recipients. Michi convinced him that with his contacts, he could make him a superstar. He even called his cousin Dirt on the spot to prove he knew the man. He put the brief curt call on speaker as proof. Dirt said, yeah, bring him to the next showcase. When he told him about how many women he would pull, he reluctantly agreed. After all, that's why he was on the bus singing in the first place. Young girls took notice and he took them home. He gave them weed, beer, and dick in exchange for them quenching his insatiable thirst.
"We about to find out," he declared and began marching toward the VIP section.
He made this trip many times in the past, but never got past the velvet rope. The bouncer twisted his lips like, "Here we go again," when he saw him approaching. Dirt saw him too, but more importantly, the man he had in tow.
"Let them in, Shouty."
Dirt stood and shouted from his booth full of champagne and groupies. They go together like peanut butter and jelly.
"But you said," the confused man replied.
Dirt had told him on several occasions not to let him in no matter how much he won. Sure, he would tell their grandmother, but he still wasn't getting in. Dirt saw the potential in the man and wanted in. Every artist wants a label, so they could eat off an artist like their label ate off them. He would definitely sign this dude and kick his cousin to the curb. Fuck him and grandma. This dude is a gold mine.
He with me,
Meechie said of Prince coming up behind him. He couldn't wait to say those important words important people got to say. The man opened his mouth to say something, but something in Prince's eyes shut him up. Come on in, the bouncer said to Prince, sensing he was the very important person and Meechie was with him. Even at 6 feet 6 inches, the bouncer looked up to him.
Shouty, shouty,
Dirt cheered animatedly. His theatrics and clowning is what got him noticed, but this dude was good. Real good, and he knew it.
Shorty, you dope. Fuck with me, and I'ma make you famous. You gotta holler at me, I'm his manager,
Meechie announced proudly. Dirt frowned skeptically and turned to Prince for confirmation. Prince learned many moons ago it was sometimes better to listen instead of speaking in new situations. He nodded and shrugged, putting the spotlight back on Meechie.
Damn, cuz. You got you something here. Fuck with me in the morning, let's get in the studio,
Dirt said greedily. He would offer to put him on a song, but use one of the bangers he just performed, making it his own.
Grab a glass, Prince, drink up.
Appreciate it, but I can't stay long, he replied, accepting a flute of champagne. The group of groupies batted their false eyelashes and laughed out loud, vying for his attention. Even if he hadn't just killed it on the stage, the man was drop-dead gorgeous.
Where you from, Shouty?
Dirt inquired. He wanted to get to know the man who could make him millions.
Eastside,
Meechie answered for him. He did that for the next few minutes until Prince rose to leave. Hit me tomorrow, he needlessly advised his manager. Meechie was definitely going to hit him tomorrow. He would have slept at the foot of his bed if he could.
Hell yeah,
he shouted to prove it. The men and women at the table watched the man leave long after he was gone. It took that long for the spell to wear off. He swooped in and plucked Shay Shay from her cackling crew and whisked her out of the club. They got into his Lexus and pulled away, leaving Meechie without a ride. Dirt suddenly saw his worth and would gladly drop him off. That and whatever else he needed until he could separate him from his client.
You were fire up there on stage,
Shay announced, setting off pre-fuck conversation. She wished she could have met him 2 days earlier, before her cycle, so she could get that hunk of meat inside of her. That was okay, though, because she planned to suck it so good he would come back for more. The conversation lasted until they pulled up to a rundown motel. He could afford more, but it suited his needs. She had fucked here before and saw nothing wrong with it. A scruffy goon saw the shiny car pull in and immediately moved on it. Get us a room, Prince ordered, handing her a fresh $100 bill. She saw the thug approaching and jumped out of the car. Either way, it was a win for her since she had money in hand. The man had a gun in his hand when he ran up.
You know what?
He began, but got trapped in the quicksand of Prince's eyes. It started out as a jack move, but now he forgot why he was there. You came to give me your money, Prince told him. He looked deep into his eyes and spoke directly to his soul.
For show,
he agreed and shoved his hands into his dirty jeans. He grabbed the few crumbled bills and pushed them forward.
Thank you.
Nah, thank you, player.
Prince laughed and walked away. Shay returned with an old-school room key instead of card, and off they went.
Got some more weed?
She wisely asked. The girl knew to get all she could up front, since her stock would drastically reduce once he bust a nut. Pussy is far more valuable before the deed than after.
Uh-huh,
he replied, and pulled out another neatly rolled blunt. She took it and lit it, taking feverish pulls while he undressed. Halfway through the blunt, she half-heartedly offered him some. He took a pull and passed it back. It was just for show, since weed and alcohol had absolutely no effect on him.
I see you ready,
Shay laughed when she finished the blunt and saw Prince lying on his back completely naked. His thick dick lay between his legs like a third. She quickly came out of everything except her panties since she wore a pad. Prince inhaled deeply, savoring the smell of a woman. She crawled on the bed, headed straight between his legs. His dick throbbed to life as she drew near. He was semi-erect when he entered her hot mouth.
"Let me see,"
he said, pushing her weave aside so he could watch. A good blowjob is equal parts sight, sound, and feel. Her slurps of the sloppy head matched up perfectly with the suction, and she locked eyes.
"Mm-hmm,"
Shay Shay agreed when she felt the familiar twitching of an impending orgasm. It granted him permission to come in her mouth. She grabbed his shaft and stroked until he erupted in her mouth.
"Drink up,"
he ordered as she swallowed in loud gulps. She sucked him dry until he began to deflate in her mouth.
"My turn."
"I got my period," she reminded. "You can still fuck if you want to."
"Oh, I don't mind a little blood," he said, pulling her panties off.
The girl didn't have much shame, but felt weird with a man seeing her monthly flow up close and personal. She felt even weirder when he began kissing her inner thighs. He ran his tongue up the femoral artery, feeling the flow of blood. The slight flow from her vagina could not be ignored, so he didn't ignore it.
"You tripping, bruh?"
she protested when he licked her leaking labia. He ignored the complaints and clamped his mouth around her lips. Prince sucked the flow like nectar of a ripe mango. Given the choice, he'd take blood over nectar any day. In fact, it was his nectar, what he lived for. Shay began to moan and move as the sensation became sensational. An orgasm snuck up on her and shook her soul. It was a going away present from the generous man. With a quick move, he turned and clamped onto her thigh. The super sharp fangs entered her flesh so smoothly, the pain took a few seconds to register.
"Motherfucker, is you biting me? Ow, stop!"
she pleaded in futility. At that moment, he was a wild animal at feeding Tom. She tried to push his head away, but couldn't. He brutally shoved her legs so wide her hips came out of their sockets with a sickening crunch. Panic set in, and she began punching his head with both hands.
"Get off me, nigga!"
The extra moving and thrashing played right into his plans. Her increased heart rate sped blood coursing through her body that much quicker. Soon, she felt lightheaded from the loss of blood. He kept on sucking until she passed out. He kept right on going until she passed away.
"Delicious,"
Prince told the corpse as a post-mortem thanks. He stood and walked into the bathroom. After a quick shower, he dressed and stepped outside into the warm Atlanta night. Dawn wasn't far off, so it was time to get home. The Dark Prince was the Prince of Darkness and didn't do daytime. Then again, what vampires do.